Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Here's the drive.
With the beautiful tones of Deck Hangover, or whatever this song is, we welcome in Cecil Lammy. Is this not Death Hangover, Cecil? Am I wrong on that?
No, it's called The Henchman Ride, and I got to tell you, if my man Mark Schlereth would listen to more metal, maybe he wouldn't be as mopey as he was this morning.
Oh, man! Wow!
Come on, Sisu.
There we go.
Do you have something
Speak your mind, Cecil?
Do you have something you want? I know you were filling in for Evans today. You have something you want to say about it?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I think Stink was on the money, right? I mean, I've watched this thing multiple times. Everybody's seen it. It's gone viral. And other than the bodily function stuff, which, you know, it's kind of Stink, right? Stink gets emotional. He's going to start talking about rainbow poops and all that kind of stuff. But, like, other than that, I thought it was okay. This is exactly what Broncos country is thinking. He didn't make it personal. I mean, not calling Garrett Bowles by his name and just saying 72, that's a little, you know, impersonal, if you will. But, I mean, are we a bunch of crybabies here? Like, I thought what Stink said was fine. I know he's a great man. We all know Stink. We know he's a good-hearted man. So we felt the urge to apologize, and it's by his doing, right? Broncos didn't tell him to apologize. This is him apologizing for his statements. But I thought what he said was on the money. It was very pointed. And, you know, other than the bodily function references, I thought it was fine. I thought it was more than fine. I didn't think he needed to apologize, but obviously he felt otherwise.
All right. Well,
I'm not asking you to speak for him because certainly you're not inside his mind. And I'll ask Mark myself because I'm seriously curious. But what do you think? I mean, why? Where did it come from? Why do you think he apologized today?
Well, I think it's, you know, part of the emotion of the situation. You know, Tyler, you know, you get on there, you just start going and the emotions run wild and then you've got a second to reflect on it and maybe you feel bad. We've all got those type of moments just based on what we do. Stink did it at this level. And I think the fact that it went viral is maybe what prompted this, right? Because, you know, he does that. He said that type of stuff, squirt a urine all over. I mean, all the time on The Fan right here on these airwaves. But when it goes national, it's huge and it's viral. I mean, maybe that makes a guy kind of, you know, second guess himself or kind of rethink things and just make sure that it's not personal. And when I watch it, honestly, and I think all four of us probably feel this way. Like, that was just a guy. That's a friend that's emotional because he cares about this team. And that's when I watched it. That's all I thought. I was like, here's a guy that really, really, it's not a hot take, right? We're inundated with hot take, you know, I blame Skip Bayless or, you know, Stephen A., whatever. I've lost all respect. But, it's not a hot take. It's Stink being super emotional about this team. And, you know, in his eyes and his mind, he felt he just went too far.
See, so when we look at this game Sunday against the Cleveland Browns and we look at it from a game plan standpoint, obviously we know we have a quarterback in Brandon Allen who hasn't taken a snap in the NFL. So what is the right game plan that Scangarello should implement? Because looking at the front seven for the Cleveland Browns, they can stuff the run.
Yeah. And they're a team when you look at their run defense has been a little bit different without Christian Kirksey when he's been out since week two. They've been, I think, I looked at the numbers. My game plan will be on our website, 1043thefan.com. But they're about 27th, 29th against the run after they lost Christian Kirksey. You know, before that, they've got some active players, certainly, but that Kirksey injury at the linebacker position kind of takes away one of their best players in terms of run stuffing. And that's where the key lies this game. They haven't given up a 300-yard passer. So this is a team also that got Denzel Ward back and Greedy Williams, both back from injury last week. And you saw him handle, I know Mohamed Sanu, right? But that was a new toy for the Patriots. And we know how Belichick likes to use his new toys. Well, Sanu didn't do anything. You know, that Greedy Williams out there, they had Denzel Ward back for the first time. I think, you know, they've missed at least a few weeks, just top of my head. And that'll be complicated for a defense that, you know, doesn't give up those big games through the air. And you've got a quarterback who I think they should do bootlegs and rollouts. I think that's where it'll be kind of refreshing. I don't want to say this is like, what a massive upgrade over Joe Flacco, but Joe Flacco couldn't do what he was asked within this offense, because we all know this offense. It's bootlegs, it's rollouts, and you don't get that with Flacco. You could get that with Allen, and he's pretty good at throwing on the run. He does lock onto his targets, and he does kind of struggle on some downfield throws in terms of touch or timing, and that's something to be expected. So run the ball, use bootleg, use rollouts, and give him, you know, a high-low read and tell him to run, because Brandon Allen can do that. So I think this offense could look a little more functional, because it'll actually be the true-to-form offense, or at least it can be this week.
All right, Cecil, what's your prediction then? Where are we going here?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm crazy, but I'm picking the Broncos again. Like, I believe with the Browns reeling, and trust me, they are reeling, with this team kind of spiraling down, with Baker Mayfield being under pressure, what he sacked, what, five times against Patriots? What's he going to get sacked against Denver? You know, four or five, six times, whatever the number is. Like, that pressure, the secondary of the Broncos playing well, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. will be taken away. I think the Browns lose this one. I think the Broncos win. And I've changed my final score. I've lowered it for the Broncos, but 20-13. Broncos come out on top.
Find Cecil's game plan posting at 1043thefan.com.
Cecil Lammy, presented by Golden Oak Lending.
When we return for football at 4, yeah, Mark's apology got us... took us all by surprise a little bit. Also, Vic Fangio. Some testy moments from Vic Fangio. Things are... It gets like this. It does get like this. When things are going poorly. When things are going poorly, oof. People get testy, and we'll have that.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.